men who put the P-U back in computer. Here's Ken Colburn and Brandon Disney. Yeah, buddy.
Wanna be hackers, code crackers, slackers, wasting time with all the chat room yackers. 9 to 5, chilling at the Packers, working at a desk with a dumb little placard.
Welcome to another edition of the Computer Corner right here on News Radio 620 KTAR.
Wow, you're a little.
It's time to get caffeinated. It's time to get technologiamated.
That's
a new word I just made up.
You seem to be a little uppinated this morning.
It's time to get ready to rumble.
Get out of bed. Let's try the rosy thing. You sleepyheads, get out of bed. Get out of...
If they're still in bed now...
Oh.
Well, actually, that is the typical geek.
Well, that's true.
Still be in bed. It's well before noon.
It's our annual celebration of technology looking forward as opposed to looking back. This is the first show...
Last show we looked back in 2003 and said, here's all the stuff that happened.
And yeah.
This show is, let's look forward now and starting today into 2004... And beyond.
And beyond. Totally beyond. It is our New Year's show, and this will be the last time that we appear at this time slot for the foreseeable future. Our new time slot is noon o'clock instead of 10 o'clock. So all of you sleepyheads that are getting up early?
Yeah.
Not really early.
No.
Early for them.
We're going to be a little bit later than usual. Yeah. Where we normally kick off the air and Paul Harvey jumps in and then he finishes his thing, that's where we're going to begin. So we'll start starting next week at 12 noon. We'll go from 12 to 2.
Noon to 2. In fact, we're going to be doing a live broadcast from the Home and Garden Show.
What's this we?
Okay.
You're ditching the first show in our new time slot.
It's not for sure yet.
What do you mean it's not for sure yet?
It's not for sure yet. There's a possibility I can't go.
Where is this a personal thing, a business thing? What is
business,
this?
Absolutely business.
Yeah, whatever.
Yeah. Anyway, next week we will be doing that live broadcast.
At least one of us will be.
We will also be working with the Arizona Strut program to see if we can set up the collection point for used technology, your old computers and your old cell phones and your old VCRs and your old electronics.
One of our top 10 questions. We get it all the time. Hey, I missed that place. Can you please send me the link? Can you please tell me where do I donate my old stuff, my old computer? I just got a new one for Christmas or for Hanukkah or for Kwanzaa or whatever it is. And what do I do with my old stuff? Not just computers, but any technology.
So hopefully next week we'll be able to explain to everybody where they can go to get their old stuff. Hopefully we're going to have drop-off points at all the data doctors' locations as well.
Yeah, so that would be tight.
So you don't have to...
We got a couple new ones that are just opening up next week, so now we'd be even closer to you, probably.
Absolutely. All right, well, so this week's show is about looking forward into 2004, some of the things that we feel like you should be aware of, that you should think about seeing how it might affect you. Some of this stuff is going to affect all of you. Some of this stuff probably won't affect near as many of you. And
I think most of it affects pretty much everyone.
Well, but there's some stuff that's going to happen in 2004 real likely that everybody better be ready for, and we'll explain what that means. But before we do that, I spent the time to put together a bunch of the Auld Lang Syne songs, like every version that I could find.
You were a DJ, a mix master?
And
are they going to want to hire you down at Power 92?
No, because after
at the FISTA station?
After I got all these files and I got them all set up and got them burned to CD, I started listening to them and said, what am I thinking? Why would we want to do this? And Brian, help explain why. No, not that one. Not that one.
That's not the one
you want? That's an okay one. That's Springsteen.
Brian's going to find another one for us. Hang on a second.
Should be track one on that.
Track one.
I think.
We got our technology down. It's live, local, and first. This proves it. And it's not that good sometimes.
Here we go.
Ladies and gentlemen, with too much eggnog on Christmas and New Year's and all the other holidays, this is what too much can do to you.
I saw how they made this recording. They've got the cats lined up, and they step on the cat's tail, you know, in rhythm for the proper note. You know, they got like 18 cats laid out there, and the guy's running back and forth. It's pretty funny.
What's that group that's going to want to go shed blood now?
It's fun at the
PETA,
PCA. Oh.
Yeah.
A PETA whatever.
They're going to have a problem with this. Step on a cat's tail? How cruel.
Yeah. PETA pocket. Anyway, so, that having been said, even though I did the work, we will not play any more of those songs on the show, even though that was the intent. And you can send me the thank you emails later.
That was so beautiful! That was so beautiful!
It was. So anyway, this week's show again is focusing on the 2004 technology picture, I guess, what we expect to see. Obviously, we're seeing that the tech jobs are starting to come back. They're not to the heyday of signing bonuses and BMW M3 convertibles and that kind of thing. Come work for us, .com.
No,
craziness.
No. But with the return of the economy, you have return of the tech jobs and return of the Mac? Wait a minute, that's a song.
Yeah, and tech stocks, obviously. We've seen the NASDAQ start the year over 2,000, and hopefully we'll continue to
see
some growth.
Some of you may be almost halfway back to where you were at the height.
Yeah. Yeah, buddy!
And obviously, everything will be wireless, everything will take pictures, everything will make a phone call, everything will check your email, everything will do everything in the year 2004. But the most prevalent thing that I think everyone should be aware of in 2004 is the worms and viruses and the various vulnerabilities and the attacks that were placed upon us in 2003, absolutely, positively, ironclad guarantee, 2004 is going to be worse.
But we're getting better at recognizing them and fighting them and coming out with fixes, and you are getting better at keeping yourself protected in better ways, and you're listening to shows like this and getting newsletters like ours that help you stay protected, and so you keep doing your part. I'm sure the virus and worm writers and hackers and script kiddies, as they were, will keep doing their part. So it's like a circle of life.
In the 11 years that we've been trying to put ourselves out of business here on the air by telling people how they can avoid having to go to data doctors,
right?
It hasn't gotten better for them and worse for us. It's gotten better for us and worse for them. How's that work?
I don't know.
Yeah.
That sounds confusing.
Yeah, we had one location 11 years ago. We're up to, 12 or 13 now? And coming.
Yes.
And growing. And mainly it's because people just don't, until they've been hit by tragedy, they don't deal with it. And there's so many things you can do in a preventative way that can help you. And one of the things you absolutely, and I was on with Carrie this morning at 7 o'clock, computer resolutions. Make absolutely sure you have a regular schedule to get your Windows programs updated.
And they're making it easy. It does it automatically. You just have to go into the control panel and set the automatic updates up. And if you have a high-speed, always-on connection, there's no excuse for not having it up to date.
If not, just go to windowsupdate.microsoft.com at least once a month. If you're on every single day on the Internet, go once a week. It'll look to see if you have any vulnerabilities and let you know what is new, what's been discovered, and what you can patch to fix the holes in your operating system, and you have to do that. You cannot not do it.
Because if you're not doing it, you're not just hurting yourself and your family and anybody else who uses that computer. You're contracting these things and passing them on to others, your friends, your relatives, other unsuspecting people. So everybody does their part, and we help eliminate this stuff, or at least make it so it's not really that bad of an effect on us.
Yeah, if you've got a home network, if you've got a little network at home, chances are, if one of them gets it, it's going to spread it to all of the machines. And you're going to wonder why you're getting the blue screen of death, and everything's gotten slow, and it takes forever to start up, and all those things that I know everybody's going, yeah, that's happening to me. Well, guess what? A lot of times, it's because you've been infiltrated by one of these worms. How often, what percentage would you say of the machines that we take in for service? What percentage, the last time we checked, what was the percentage of people that had
viruses or worms,
some kind of infection,
something that they didn't know about?
It was really pretty high. It was in the majority, right?
Probably 65-70% didn't even know. Some of them brought it to us and knew. So if you add those two together, you probably are in the 80%, somewhere in there, maybe, that people who had viruses and knew it or didn't know it but had them, or worms, because they weren't keeping themselves up to date. They didn't have antivirus software at all because, I only go online every now and then.
Yeah.
So it's not that big a deal. I don't put any disks in here.
Yeah.
I don't download anything.
I don't open any attachments in email.
Right, never.
That used to be the number one way to contract these things. Now it's not.
Yeah, if you didn't exchange floppy disks with anyone and you didn't open attachments to emails, you pretty much were safe from viruses in the past, but that is not even close to true today.
Unfortunately. The spam law that was just written, that should make spam a whole lot easier to deal with in 2004, right?
Cha, right.
Cha? Cha. Did you see the email from, from Tim? He says, I should
Bam and the man?
I should have won your Bonehead of the Week award a month or so ago.
Bonehead of the day.
When I responded to some spam and asked them to unsubscribe my email account address.
Yeah.
Well,
oops.
As you know, I now get 3 times the amount of spam that I used to get, and am now in the process of trying to figure out some new way of fighting these spam attacks, if you will. So I understand that the government is stepping up its attack against spam. I read that they want us to send them examples of the spam that we received to the following address so that they can see who the worst ones are and go after them first. That's nothing new. That's actually been a long time. The Federal Trade Commission's website has said, go ahead and send us what you think is spam, and you know they can sample it and try to go after these people. But Tim, really, at this point, if you've given up your email address, you are going to have to take a different approach. You're not going to be able to avoid it. You're going to have to
change email addresses.
Well, but even if you do that, you're bound to trip up again and make the same mistake. You need to learn how to create filters in your email program. You have to learn about all the free free spam filters that are available out there. It depends on which version of email you're using. AOL users, you can only use what AOL provides you, unfortunately.
It's gotten a lot better, though.
It has.
For the AOL people, that AOL thing built in there.
The best thing AOL people can do is just whitelist. Just create a whitelist of people that they know they're going to get emails from, and just hope and pray that nobody new actually tries to email them that they care about.
That's right.
Nice strategy, huh?
Technology in 2004 and beyond, that's the premise of the show. If you've got things that you think look bright in your future, technology-wise, give us a call, 602-277-5827. What about elections in the new year? What about voting online? What about
technology that's going to dim your future?
You got calls, you got questions, you got information about those things. That's the calls we want first hour, 602-277-5827. It is the Computer Corner. It is Ken Colburn over there. It's Brandon Disney over here and a lot of other people in the other room. And we'll be right back.
This is Jay Lawrence. News happens.